بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب عيادة المريض وتشييع الميت والصلاة عليه وحضور دفنه والمكث عند قبره بعد دفنه. This is the book on visiting the sick and being present at the janazah salah and also escorting the deceased after performing salah for him, attending his burial at the qabristan, and also remaining there for a short time after his burial. Babu Iyadatil Marid, chapter on visiting the ill. An al-Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi'iyadatil marid, wa tiba'il janaza, wa tashmitil aatis, wa ibraril muqsim, wa nasril madloom, wa ijabatil da'i, wa ifsha'il salam, muttafaqun alayhi. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiyallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us to visit the sick. Iyadatul marid. When a person is sick, we should go and visit the person. Then to attend janaza. So we are present for the janaza salah. And also yesterday we did that the person should go to the qabristan also. So attending the funerals. Then when the person who sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then on jawab to that we say Yarhamukumullah. So in response to the person who sneezed and he said Alhamdulillah, then we tell him Yarhamukumullah. And then to assist the person to fulfill his oath, the person has taken an oath, then you assist him to fulfill his oath. And then to assist the oppressed person, the mazloom. Also to accept the invitation of a person who invites you, and we should make salam common. So these are few things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala on this occasion. And again, visiting the sick, being following the janaza, and others being present for the funeral, and to say Yarhamukumullah when the person who sneezed said Alhamdulillah. Wa ibraril muqsim, a person takes an oath, and that oath involves you, and it is easy for you to assist him in fulfilling that oath, then let him fulfill that oath. We should not be difficult upon him, that makes him break the oath, and then he has to give kafara for it. Then also assisting the mazloom, person who is oppressed, we assist the mazloom person. Wa ijabati da'i, and somebody invites us for a meal, whatever it is, we should accept it unless we have got a valid sharia excuse. Sometimes the person is busy, he cannot make it. Or the person who is inviting us, his wealth is haram, the food is haram. Or they've got things in that function which is not permissible in sharia. There's music, there's intermingling. Then those are valid excuses where a person does not have to accept the invitation of the person. And also, ifsha is salam, making salam common, spreading salam. This is very important. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حق المسلم على المسلم خمس رد السلام وعيادة المريض واتباع الجنائز وإجابة الدعوة وتشميت العاطس متفق عليه. And similar to the hadith we did now, in this hadith it says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a Muslim has five rights over another Muslim. A Muslim has five rights over another Muslim. Number one, when the Muslim brother tells him Assalamu alaikum, then he should reply to the salam, Udwa alaikum assalam. Wa iyadatul marid, visiting the sick. And therefore, these ahadith are brought in this chapter because he's talking about visiting the sick person. This great virtue, as we will read along, for a person who visits a sick person. Wa tiba'u janaiz, and attending his funeral. Wa ijabatu da'wa, accepting the invitation. Wa tashmitul aatis, when a person who sneezes and then he says Alhamdulillah, we should say Yarhamukumullah and reply to his sneeze. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu